Wednesday night. Welcome back to another Big Brother podcast. Reed Kerr here with you. Kimberly Kerr as well.
Hello.
Howdy there. Well, God, I'm sick of Rachel. Okay, I just had to get that out of the way. But we uncovered something about Rachel while commenting tonight, and really how much we detest her, that really speaks a lot about her gameplay. Well, let's do that tonight, but we're now down to Adam or Dominic going home, and this week was another week that, since we spoke to you last, really not much has changed. One of the returning teams, the veterans, won everything. Adam and Dominic went up on the block. This time they stayed there. They're teasing some dissent within the veterans team again, and I still don't know who Kalia is. So nothing really has changed in 7 days.
I agree. Right. Yeah. Brendan and Rachel, Rachel, yeah, won the HOH again. You know, last week, Jeff and Jordan wanted Dominic out. Brendan and Rachel, mainly Rachel, didn't. They preferred to get rid of Cassie for no good reason.
Right.
So this week, now Rachel and Brendan have put Dominic and Adam up, promising them both, I guess, that they were going to stay.
Mm-hmm. They both seem pretty confident, yeah.
Yeah, just they should see where that gets them. I mean, look what happened with Keith and... Yeah. Was it Keith and Portia? Both, yes, of them trying to throw the competition.
Yes. I think this will be the last week we remember who Keith is, by the way.
Yeah, so, probably. So, tonight was the Power of Veto show. Mm-hmm. And
nobody wants to win those things anymore,
yeah,
do
they? Well, no. See, no, I don't really believe. I think Adam was actually trying to win. I mean, he said he was trying to win. Because no matter what deals that you make, you can't trust anybody. Right. And it doesn't really matter what Brendan and Rachel say. They don't control every vote in the House.
Right.
So, tonight was another spelling competition.
Lord.
You know, who could make the longest word and all that, which, of course, Jeff was quick to bring up the...
Technotronic.
And he said he wanted to redeem himself.
And he didn't. So...
Well, he didn't. He did spell a word.
Yeah, there was technically a word, unlike Rachel, who spelled moisturizing.
He came in second. Oh. Yeah, did you see Rachel's face? I mean, she was so proud of herself. And then it was just like, you know, and then you're like, yeah, you spelled the word incorrectly. And she just like kind of looks at it like, you know.
Just too many vowels in that word.
Yeah.
Let me go back to something first. Rachel wins. They nominate Adam and Dominic. Then they go to what I would like to consider the worst haves versus have-not competition ever. Because the haves, everybody got to eat, and the haves, who actually won something, got to spend an evening with David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, I forgot we haven't actually
watching
discussed
a CBS
them.
Pilot that sounds horrible. That show, they might have cured cancer on that show and erased the baldness gene. I don't know, because I'm not going to watch it, because same name just seems like something really stupid.
Anytime that they ever have the competitions where they get to watch something in the House, it's usually something pretty lame.
Yes.
I think a couple years ago, it was like that Ashton Kutcher, whatever happens in Vegas kind of crap or whatever.
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
But, you know, you have to remember...
It's always something tied in with CBS.
You have to remember, though, that they are in that House with absolutely no form of entertainment. They can't read unless it's the Bible. They can't watch television.
Can you read the Quran?
Oh, I'm sure they can.
Can you read the Anarchist Cookbook? I mean, I'm trying to see what else they can throw in there. Okay,
the only thing I've ever heard of them reading in there is the Bible.
Right.
You know, they're not even allowed to have paper to write with or draw
or anything like that.
Of course.
We can't hear the notes, right?
So
you're saying that if
any
you get
form
bored
of
enough,
entertainment at
David
all,
Hasselhoff
I guess,
in, it
yeah,
would be entertaining.
Maybe. But yeah, the competition the other night, which was pretty unbelievable.
Yes.
Okay. The very first clue is.
What was the first clue? It was
a few bars of soap.
Right.
Well, it was a few bars of soap and opera
glasses.
Okay, so soap, opera. So they're showing the house guests trying to work that out in their heads, you know, and showing them in the diary room talking about how they came up with their answers or whatever. And several of them got the whole soap opera kind of thing. Jordan, from that, and I don't even think she was thinking soap opera, something about Wash. She was saying something about something, and then she got to Bay Watch. And then she runs over to Jeff, and she's like, who played Mitch Buchanan in Baywatch?
Right. So, Jordan, with your Rain Man-like abilities to do this, not only figured it out, but came up with the character's name from Baywatch. So, apparently, she was a fan.
But how she came up with it was absolutely crazy. I mean, the clue was meant to be soap opera.
Right.
She somehow makes that into Baywatch and actually guesses the correct person, which you didn't know, but I actually knew ahead of time who it was going to be. So when it showed her,
it was going to be Hasselhoff.
When it showed her in the diary room and she said David Hasselhoff, I was in shock. And so, you know, then they have like a knight come out or whatever, you know, and so of course, you know, for Knight Rider or whatever. And then you go, no, the second clue was a microphone. You go inside and there's a mic stand and a microphone. And so they're like, oh, he's a singer. Oh God, what were some of the guesses? Because they were awful. Can you remember any of them?
They were trying to think of soap opera stars who sang.
Yeah, but they were like, they guessed a few of them.
Is all of them.
Yeah, but a few of them. Not as many as the Real Housewives.
That's what
sang.
I was about to say. Soap opera stars and Real Housewives of blank. There's always somebody singing.
Anyway, I really wish I would have written it down because some of the guesses were just retarded.
They were kind of demented.
So then they have somebody, you know, a dude walk through in a suit of armor, and they still don't get it. But I think at that point, Rachel whispered something to Portia, and she went in the diary room, and she guessed, I don't know who it was, but it was wrong. Then they get called into the backyard, and they see Kit.
Right. And at that point, everybody gets
it. And if you're, oh, Kit, you know. And then, of course, David Hasselhoff gets out of the car wearing a Don't Hassle the Hoff t-shirt, because who in the hell out there probably really would have known who he was? I mean, some of them are pretty young. And, like, the Knight Rider clue and all that stuff probably didn't mean anything to them.
It would be tough. Yeah.
I mean, that was early 80s even.
Baywatch was pretty big. Knight Rider was early 80s.
The Knight was carrying the little flotation device from Baywatch.
Yes, yeah, it was one of the little pods, whatever they call them. Yeah. And so then they get to...
Yeah, pod, not flotation device, pod.
Thank you. They get to meet the Hoff, and he shakes their hands, and he goes up to the room to show them this same name thing.
Well,
and then he leaves.
It's
like, I don't even want to watch this with you. So.
Okay. First of all, since Jordan won, she got to choose three people to go watch this awful turd with her. And they know ahead of time what it's going to be. You know, he's there and blah, blah, blah. So she picks Jeff, of course, and she picks Kalia and Shelley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
Kalia is still on the show, by the way.
Yes.
Hadn't even had a close-up in 3 weeks.
Rachel, of course, you know, it doesn't really show her throwing any major bitch fit, but I think she did. You know, what is Jordan thinking? I'm the head of household. How stupid is she for her not to take, you know, invite me, blah, blah, blah. Which she and Brendan have ranted and raved about that for days, I guess, because it was on the show tonight.
She doesn't appear to understand that you can't always win everything. It's not a comic book. People will hate you if you win everything.
That's true. And not only that, you made a good point this evening that if she really thought about it, that she would realize, first of all, who in the hell wants to watch that? Secondly, it would be a good idea for them to make some friends in the house other than just, you know, the two couples.
Right. A haves, have not combo there makes a good way to reach out to people.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's watching a CBS reality show with one of the dumbest premises I've heard in quite a while.
Right. So, you know, you really shouldn't have cared about that. Just like you said, it's not like they got to leave the house. They didn't get anything really great.
They didn't even get everybody got food. Everybody should have been happy.
Yeah, they all had food, but except for Rachel. Rachel's still on slop. Remember, she took the 2 weeks
slop.
Well,
she's on slop because she does.
Okay. But I think one of her points was that if she got if Jordan would have taken her to the for the luxury competition, she could have eaten.
Man,
so probably. I think she probably was upset about that.
I think they would have still made her eat slop.
I don't know.
Can we just talk Rachel for a second?
Certainly.
Okay. She cannot play this game. She doesn't have any idea how to manipulate people other than Brendan, and she's got that down pat.
I don't know about that.
Well, she's getting Brendan to do what she wants still.
In some ways, but just like I brought up the fact that she whispered some answer to Portia or whatever, he ripped her ass about that. Mm-hmm. And Portia didn't even have the correct answer. So I don't really understand the point in...
But she goes crying, he goes running. But here's the thing. She doesn't know how to make friends in the game. She doesn't understand that you don't just, you know, nobody comes between me and my man. You know, she doesn't... How many times has she been in the diary room and the first thing out of her mouth is, I cannot understand blank. Why so-and-so is doing this? What she is thinking? What the... She just doesn't get it. And so we were talking tonight about her. And you brought up something, and I looked it up.
Well, came from the conversation that Dominic was having with Shelley. He was trying to kind of recruit her to be on his side, and he made the dumbass mistake of telling her that he was working with Danielle, and that Danielle wanted to break up the couple's alliance. Mm-hmm. Shelley, who kind of is already in an alliance with Jeff and Jordan... So, you know,
yeah,
she immediately goes and tells Jeff and Jordan. So, but anyway,
Jeff and Jordan are like semi-trustworthy, right? At least. Yeah.
But Dominic, no, I'm sorry. Brendan and Rachel are having the conversation in their bathtub.
Ugh.
And they're talking about getting,
bathtub. Does Jeff need something on his feet? I mean, he looks like he walks around shoeless in a coal mine.
Yeah.
It looked awfully nasty. Okay, sorry.
No, okay. It was Dominic telling...
Dominic is telling Shelley
that they need to get Brendan out of the game because Rachel can't do anything without Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned... Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, she's won 2 out of the 3 HOH competitions this year.
Right.
Nobody gave them to her or anything like that, like they did Jordan. And then I remembered last season, you know, she won a few HOHs last year, too. So you looked it up.
I looked it up. She's played in 5 HOH competitions. That, you know, the week after you're not eligible. So she's only played in 5 in her 2 years. She's won 4 of those. The only one that she missed was the first one of last season. The one where everybody is eligible. You just walk in the door and you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one that she missed.
Mm-hmm.
So nature has a way of taking care of its creatures. It gives them something. It gives them the ability to win HOH contests and, you know, giant stripper boobs, I guess. I don't know. But she has been... absolutely outstanding winning HOHs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look back at last year, she lost one, won one, was out the next week, won the next one, and then the next week was out because they tossed her. That was the week of the round of 9. So she got thrown out pretty much as soon as they got a chance to, which is probably what's going to happen.
Well, because
again,
she was ineligible to compete for HOH.
She couldn't compete for
HOH,
so she couldn't win it that way. But 4 out of 5, that's astoundingly good in some way. I'm not sure what it is. I mean, I guess she just has a mind for stupid quizzes because, you know, everybody else seems to just freak out on those. America voted blank, and everybody loses their mind on those.
Well, she is very competitive. I mean, and like you said, she thinks
she
should win
everything.
That's
because nobody gets between her and her man.
She thinks she should win everything, but she really does try.
Right.
She doesn't give up like a lot of the others and, you know, and stuff like that, but she's still annoying. It doesn't matter.
Right. I've got a new rule, with apologies to Bill Maher. I think on the show, anytime that you are caught saying something patently stupid about the show, you ought to have to give up $100. Whatever they pay you to be there, because you know you get SAG minimum to be on that show. They do make a little bit of money, and all their food and slop and all that is paid for. Anytime you say
all their food and slop,
yeah. Anytime that you you say something stupid like we have to win this, or I think she's just in it for herself, or anything else that indicates that what is surprising you is the way the game is supposed to be played and has been played for 12 seasons in America and hundreds of games in other countries, they ought to call you to the diary room and rip your paycheck up in front of you. Because that's the way the game's played. She's only in it for herself.
Well, that statement was actually made this evening by Brendan. That's what I was thinking about the scene in the bathtub. Brendan and Rachel were talking about Danielle because Jeff and Jordan now, they all now know that Danielle's kind of working, you know, and that she is kind of in alliance with Dominic. And they're outraged that she is actually paired up with somebody in the house. Mm-hmm. I understand that they have this whole newbies versus, you know, veterans, right, you know, mentality. But, you know, right off the bat, Danielle lost her partner. And, you know, even though she's had the golden key or whatever, but still, once that is over, between Jeff and Jordan and Brendan and Rachel, who do you think they would get rid of? They would get rid of Danielle. Mm-hmm. She's one person. Okay. The Brendan and Rachel alliance and the Jeff and Jordan alliance, those are real alliances. You know, in the past, you never can trust anybody. Right. Anybody will swear anything to you. But since they are actually couples who we figure are going to have a relationship when they get out of the house again, you know, they are going to be loyal to each other, just like Dick would have been loyal to Danielle. You know,
probably.
Well, I mean,
Dick would have pushed her under the bus if he had to.
I don't know.
I don't know. I still think he left to further her career.
Maybe. It's still a possibility. But anyway, Brendan, you know, is making this huge deal about the fact, and just like you said, he was like, you know, I think Danielle's just playing for herself. Well, who the hell else is she supposed to be playing for? Is she supposed to sacrifice herself so Jordan can win it again? Or, you know, I mean,
yeah,
that makes absolutely no sense. They're all there, mm-hmm, for themselves.
Right. There's no sacrifice.
As you said, it's not a holy war.
Yeah. This is not a jihad. This is not a crusade. This is just trying to figure out how to manipulate everybody else to either throw themselves on their own swords or just get the hell out of your way so you can win. That's gameplay. And I don't mind that when they do that, but when people seem completely unaware of that's what people are going to do, we have to win this HOH. Yeah, everybody does. You always do. It just kind of strikes me how stupid people are sometimes at this. The other side of that is when we have characters on the show who are very much aware of the way things go and are so dumb that they talk about it, like Ronnie. A couple years ago, I loved Ronnie. Ronnie was the Big Brother Rain Man savant, and he said that, and that's when he got tossed out of the. He didn't even make the jury room. So.
Well, you know, that's the problem when you come in there and you show any signs of arrogance, mm-hmm, or, you know, people don't like that.
Right, Rachel,
and that's, yes, exactly what people don't like about Rachel. The way that she just gets. She's just overbearing when she wins anything.
Right.
She's not
Nobody
humble.
Like
she's
Jeff
not gracious or anything. And she is really pissed when they don't win.
Mm-hmm. Nobody doesn't like Jeff and Jordan. Now, they see them as a threat, but nobody dislikes them.
Right.
Everybody dislikes Rachel.
Well, I don't think they see Jeff and Jordan as dishonest.
Right. Which is kind of silly because Rachel and Brendan got tossed out pretty early in their round, and Jordan won. So. Yeah. I'd have to consider them a much bigger threat than the loud
one. Well, and I think they do. I mean, in a way, I think that they all see Rachel and Brendan as they're always going to be targets because people don't like them and want them out of the house. But that's the same way that other people have stayed in the game all season, is because everybody is just like, well, let's get this person out because, you know, next week everybody will go after this other person. And I think they see Rachel and Brendan as kind of that they're always going to be a target. People want to get them out, so let's get these other people out. You know, that, you know, I don't know. Of course, that hasn't happened yet because they
Nobody
keep
else is
winning.
HOH, yeah.
So, is this the week that they'll be split up?
Well, since we're a week ahead of schedule, you never know what CBS.
I think
and Big
somebody's
Brother.
Coming back in. They keep mentioning the twist. The twist cannot be that the couples are being split up.
Okay, when they started, they said you will be. You get the golden key, which protects you. No, they said until there are 10 people left, which was 4 weeks. Now that's 3 weeks, because after this week, after Thursday night of this week, there will only be 10 people left, because we're a week ahead of schedule, because Dick bailed out the first night of the show, basically, for our intents and purposes. So we'll be down to 10 as of tomorrow night.
I think it would be so awesome if Cassie ended up back in the house.
Well, I mean, what do we have? We have Cassie, we have Keith, and we have whoever we get tossed out this week.
Yeah.
I think if that was coming, they would have already teased it. They would have already the most dramatic ceremony ever.
Who do you want to go back in the house?
Well, either that or Julie just saying in a twist they never see coming, you know, or whatever. She normally gives us some kind of vague assurance.
No, they keep saying that, you know, there's going to be a big twist. That's why I'm saying it can't just be the couples being split up, because we know that's supposed to happen.
Maybe they'll give Jeff the coup d'etat again. the coup d'etat. Yeah. Two things on this show, on the veto ceremony. It was nice to see Portia in a bikini and speaking, because I haven't really heard her speak at all on the show.
Yeah, I think we talked about that last time. Because she's had the golden key, she hasn't had to really play the game. She hasn't really had to do anything. So, yeah, she's had very, very little screen time.
And last week I pointed out that Kalia, I have no idea anything about her because she's not even on the show. She was barely on the show this week. But I have a new milk carton guy. Who's her partner?
Luan.
Are they just editing Luan's comments to make him seem like a crude racial stereotype? Because
I think he's doing that kind of over the top on purpose.
But he's doing it in every comment. Are they just waiting until he says it that way?
I don't know.
I mean, he sounds like in the old racist cartoons, like the little blackbirds would wear a hat and smoke a cigar. I mean, I'm offended by it. I'm a white dude. He gets like two lines an episode.
Yeah, really wasn't on tonight.
No, he and Kalia, it's like we don't even know they're there. They're the furniture.
Yeah, I was either reading or listening to something about, the people that watch the feeds, of course, they see all kinds of things we don't. And they pretty much said that the only way Kalia would win an HOH competition is if it was an eating contest. Because apparently she eats all the time. And he'd even made the comment that, they had last week they had jelly beans, like that was it beef jerky and jelly beans or something, were their foods that they could have other than slop. She was actually like glad when they ran out of jelly beans because she couldn't quit eating them. And she keeps talking about how she needs to lose weight and needs to lose weight while she's walking around eating. So I don't know. But
I always have a glass of jelly beans with my milk steak. So
Boiled over hard.
And a side of your finest jelly beans served raw. Man, shout out to It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia with that one. Okay, anything else leading up to this? Are we ready for our predictions?
I can't.
Were you prepared for this? Would you like to use a lifeline? I don't.
I'd like to phone a friend.
So, we don't have any phones. So, we've got Adam again, the heavy metal dude, and Dominic the Weasel up. I think Dominic goes home this week, which is actually a shame because I don't like him, but I like his game. He's a weasel, and he's the kind of guy that could really make things happen. We're reaching a boring point in the house again.
I kind of feel the same way, and I like Danielle. She was annoying the season she was on there.
Right.
But this season, she has been, kind of playing the game, I think, and her aligning herself with Dominic, even though it was not really that bright of her to already be talking to Brendan and Rachel about getting rid of Jeff and Jordan. Mm-hmm. Because I know that she saw little cracks in their alliance and their kind of little, the Rachel and Jeff thing, and, that Rachel had made that comment about Jordan in the veto competition last week. And so, I mean, I know she saw, and they probably do talk about each other, but she just showed her hand way too soon. I feel that, by talking to Brent and Rachel, because they're not trustworthy anyway.
Then
dipshit Dominic, going and telling Shelley, what the hell made him think that Shelley would be all on board with that she hadn't talked to anybody in the house, or may have not talked to Brendan and Rachel or Jeff and Jordan, to just completely come out with, well, Danny and I are working together and blah, blah, blah. I mean, that was so stupid.
It doesn't get the point of a secret alliance.
Well, you remember me telling you that, Danielle had already said something to him about that she'd aligned herself with an imbecile.
Yeah.
And she has.
And she may not have to tomorrow.
Imbecile who was homeschooled, so that's why he has no social skills.
Oh, thanks for the homeschool comment. So do you think he goes home?
I think he does. I mean, I kind of like Adam, but Adam hasn't played a very good game. So
Adam looks like a guy that you could mow down anytime you want.
Yeah. But
he's big. He's clumsy. He doesn't have good balance. It looks like he smoked a lot of pot and the brain is not there. You could beat him in those competitions. It looks like anytime you could take him off the playing board anytime you wanted to. Dominic is little and crafty.
Yeah, I mean, I would
Dominic
like
is the Benjamin Linus, I think, of this season. He's the guy.
I don't think he's quite that clever.
He's not that good, but no. But he's a guy that just like in the just like in both weeks, you have two people up who you don't know a whole lot about, but one of them appears to be a better game player than the other. You take that chance to move them off the board.
I agree.
I think they'll send Dominic home.
I kind of wish they wouldn't, though. I would like to see him stick around with Danielle. Hopefully, he would actually be loyal to her. But she deserved to have a partner. I really, you know, I think she got gypped.
Well, you know, she did have 3 weeks off. So, but if Adam stays.
But she didn't need the 3 weeks off.
No, if Dominic leaves and Adam stays, then what happens after that? I mean, it seems like we have a 10-person alliance at that point. Something's got to crack. I mean, they're already looking to get, you know, they know Danielle is going the other way, and if she loses her partner, then what do you do with that? I think if Dominic goes, we have a brand new conflict by next Wednesday when we do this.
Well, it's very likely Danielle could win head of household. I mean, once she's able to play again. I mean, I think she was a strong competitor.
I vaguely remember. That was like 6 years ago. So
it was a while.
5 years ago. I was overcount the winter season. Oh. Wasn't the winter season the one where they gave it to the guy that opened up an oxy ring?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, so I picked Dominic to go home. We're 2-for-2 on vote outs.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. You can agree?
Yeah, even though I kind of hope he doesn't.
I don't know. I like both of those guys. I think Adam's a funnier person just because he's not really good at anything, but Dominic would make it for a more exciting game. But I still think Dominic goes home, and then we're doing this again next week.
Yeah.
And the twist, I don't know what it would be. I don't know if they're going to break them up this early because, like I said, you're supposed to be safe until there were 10 people left, and there will be 10 people left after the vote out tomorrow. The way it is right now, I haven't really looked at the schedule for how long this runs and what episodes air where, but we're a person behind already.
Yeah, so but you know they usually do the double eviction thing, so maybe they would
take the double eviction off the table.
Yeah.
Unless you have a week where somebody doesn't go home, you don't have that double eviction where we don't get the HOH doesn't get a letter from home or anything. They just get a pat on the ass and a copy of the home game, and they get to sit in the good chair for 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that does usually suck.
Yeah. Hey, I'm head of household. Yeah, stay right there. You got to make your nominations now. And we have a letter here from your mom. Oh, we don't have time to read it. All right, now, next competition. So, okay, so there's our Big Brother podcast for week 3. We both picked Dominic to go home. I picked Dominic to go home and everything to crack wide open by next week because someone will try to come between Rachel and her man. All right, more coming up next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until then, so long.